Once upon a time, there was a table. And this table belonged to a nest of tables. It was a nest of three that became two, because when it came out of its packaging, the third table was minus a leg, and therefore good for nothing. Now, these tables have stood by me for quite a long period of time throughout my life. Until one day, my wife decides that one of them is broken. And while she's out, she's going to buy me a new table. And she buys me this new table, okay? And it comes home and we have to build the new table, okay? Now the legs, right? The legs, honestly, are almost as light as a packet of matches, okay? This is the quality of this table. So, we build the table. Replace my table, which gets put outside before I can say so. I then decide for one or other reasons, well, the table's too big to be where it is anyway in the first place. I want my table back. It was never broken in the first place. All it needed was the legs tightened. I go out and some gippo has stolen it. I'm not very happy. My table's gone. I'm rather upset. But then it rises from the dead. Because as it turns out, my mother-in-law stole it. From our very front garden. But the good news is I can have my bloody table back. And my wife will never ever wrench something so brutally away from me again. Because it left a massive sort of rectangular slot in my soul. And I'm glad to have my table back. And you know what? I don't generally become so attached to such things, but my table is coming back, and by God, I am glad. The nest of tables that was three, that became two, and then for a short time became one, it's going to be two again. And that two is whole.
And you can rest it into its corner.
I will rest it into its corner. I will slot it into its slit of life. And it will be great. It will be my table, it will have my things on it again, and more importantly, we won't keep walking into a table that juts out too far and is too big. And, let's get this into your head, Danielle, it is not broken!